we share a list of priority issues with every single legislator before session every year so that they know what the business community across Florida believes are the important issues to act on. We also send them a letter on every single issue that's a priority bill for the chamber before they vote on it.
And so just to be clear, the chamber's priorities would be?
This year, we had three broad categories, and they were lowering the cost of doing business in Florida, lowering the cost of living in Florida, and investing in Florida's future.
So you had a number of lawmakers that got a 100. Is it because they vote yes on every bill that you support?
We take the total number of opportunities they had to vote with us. And this varies, by the way, because some members sit on committees that may hear more of our priorities than others, right? Let's say through all the committee meetings and on floor votes, they had 25 opportunities to vote on a chamber priority, either one we wanted to pass or one we wanted to defeat. And they voted with us 20 out of those 25 times. So it's pretty simple math. They would have an 80 out of 100 for their grade.
Democrats did not do as well as the Republicans on this report card, aside from simply voting in favor of the chamber's issues or opposing what the chamber doesn't like. Can you nutshell what Democrats can do to get a higher grade on your report card?
We are a nonpartisan organization, and nothing makes us happier than if every member of the legislature earned a 100A, right? It means that they're in alignment with what the business community believes the priorities are to advance our state. And so one of the uses of the report card is for some legislators who may not have got as good a grade as they had hoped to earn to really reflect on that and work with us more in the summer months to improve their grade for next year.
Do you hear from lawmakers unhappy with their score?
We do. We for sure get calls of somebody saying, I'm not happy that I got a D or an F on the report card. And how did you calculate that? Which places was I not with you? And those are valuable conversations to have. But it is not uncommon at all where I'll get a call from a legislator that earned a 99A. And they're uptight about it because their roommate or their best friend in the legislature earned 100, and they're being teased for not getting, you know, as high a grade as their roommate.
This report card is focused on business. And so, you know, is it about just building nonstop, developing nonstop, or is there much more to it than that?
I'm so glad you asked, because I happen to be a sixth-generation Floridian. My kids are seventh-generation Floridian. So I take it as a very important and personal mission of us here at the Chamber to make sure we're creating a Florida that, you know, our kids, our grandkids are going to grow up in, love, champion. There's a lot of facets to that that include business climate, for sure, and a growing, strong economy. They also include things like quality of life and protecting our environment. So it's everything from healthcare to tax climate to regulatory climate. It's a never-ending process because you always want to be in continuous improvement of how do we make Florida even better than it is today and make sure Florida is the best place in the whole world to live, play, work, and grow a business.
David Hart, thank you very much.
Thank you.